Unit 664, over.
664, go ahead.
Got a southbound at Expo Center.
664, you got us. You're southbound at Expo 16 on proper, over.
All right, 64, you're clear to proceed on a proper, over.
64, clear proper, got
37. 9517, over.
9517, IRQ, over.
Kevin, 1967 currently at Prescott heading southbound. Can you, at IRQ, look under that train as it comes in and see if you notice anything under the train that's maybe causing the vibrations that he's feeling? Over.
Yeah, 17, I'll take a look and watch him as he comes into the platform here at IRQ. Over.
All right, thanks. And then if you don't see anything, let me know, and I'm going to have you hop in the cab with him and see if you can find out what, see if you have any ideas of what it might be. Over.
17, yeah, I copy that. Over.
67, did you copy that? Over.
67, it's coming from above train. It is not, it's not the cattle board. And the last time we had this happen, if I HVAC off, it should be, it'll turn, it'll stop doing it. But the longer I can, the less I'm getting to where I can't operate this thing, over.
Okay, I'm copying that. I'm just going by what shop told me. They said that that doesn't seem likely anything would be coming from the top and that you would feel the vibration. So they think it's something underneath the train. Over.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but I'm telling you where the vibration's coming from and my previous experience like this with... I want to say it is this car, 24245 Bravo, but I'm not 100%. That's why I'm not making that statement. Over.
Okay. Do you feel, is there, do you think that you want to try the HVAC off and see if that helps? Over.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking to do with this train is to HVAC it off and see if it, because this is not a good thing. Over.
You're clear to HVAC off. Let me know what happens.